So today's solemnity of St. Joseph as a welcome respite in the season of Lent. In it we see the faithfulness of St. Joseph, his commitment to Mary, but also that he is a man of great faith and a man of great action. You know, it's one thing when something is reported abroad greatly out loud in front of everyone, and that we, in accordance with this news, with this reality, act in accordance with it. You know, Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hey, everybody, you know, we act in accordance with this news that everybody knows about. But had the Chiefs not won and you walked around in your Chiefs gear celebrating as if you knew something that we didn't, everyone would think of you as strange or odd. St. Joseph learns about the divine source of this child in his betrothed's womb in a dream. Not by reading it on the Wall Street Journal, not by hearing about it at the 5 o'clock news, but in his dream. An invitation for him to believe what was spoken to him by the angel. To understand that Joseph, in saying yes and saying and giving his assent of belief and acting in accordance with that belief. How do we know that he believed what the angel said to him? Well, it says that when he awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He acted, and his actions reflect his belief. Do you think Joseph received ridicule? Do you think people suspected something of him, lacking of his character, by his young wife now appearing much more pregnant than she should for one that has been betrothed and not married? And the comments and all of the things. It's easy to bear that situation when it's public knowledge. It seems that Joseph, you know, it's interesting, he never says a single word in the Gospels. He acts. Talk is cheap. We often speak too much rather than actually doing. That was not Joseph's dilemma. So the willingness of Joseph to take on ridicule, misunderstanding, judgment, condemnation, because of something that God revealed to him was divine, was beautiful, was good. How often do you think he had to go back to that dream? How often did he have to remember those words, reassuring himself, saying them again, over and over, clinging to them, holding to them tightly to himself, when he is misunderstood, when he is spoken poorly of by those who do not know? Joseph is a man of great faith, and he suffers seemingly in silence. And he takes to himself great responsibility. It's one thing to say, you know, hey, there's a miraculous understanding to why this child is there, but then to question and to ponder, wait a minute, why is there a miraculous beginning to this one that my wife is going to bear? And understanding that God had chosen him to father this miracle, to father this gift for the world, to father the Savior of the world. There is much for us to learn through the example and witness of Saint Joseph. As we celebrate him today, we ask for his intercession, that we too might speak less and act more, that we too might be those of great faith in the words that God has spoken to us. Amen.